The question of propaganda versus history is a fascinating one. As a historian, I have had occasion to try and find my way through very tendentious sources about something that's happened in the past. In my case, it was the military coup of 1964 in Brazil. And indeed, the whole buildup to the coup was a matter of being able to decipher the messages that were coming from the press, pamphlets, news broadcasts, TV programs, threats, marches. All of these were designed to reinforce a position in preparation for what everybody thought was going to be the big confrontation. And of course, there was a big confrontation, which occurred March 31st, 1964. Now, what's interesting about this is that although those of us who were there at the time, and that includes myself, thought that there was going to be some kind of combat, some kind of confrontation, in the end, there was not. There was a kind of collapse of the left-leaning government of President Goulart. And the military came in a manner which is described by a marvelous Portuguese metaphor as pushing on an open door. They found that there was very little resistance and they were able to take over the government very rapidly. Then, of course, the process began again. The process, that is, of trying to sort out how the coup had occurred and what roles everyone had played. What's interesting is that the military government, which came in 1964, began to suppress evidence, which meant that as a historian, I had to try and find information that was not in the public domain or that was censored from newspapers and magazines. And the way I did that primarily was to turn to interviews. And so my great source to get past the problem of propaganda or distorted printed sources was interviews, especially with journalists, whom I found to be an extraordinarily good source of information. They led me to sources I would never have thought of, and they also had a kind of sophistication in interpreting what had happened.